Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning, a headline in the New York Times, President Obama requests $500 million to aid Syrian opposition.
Well, you know, this Middle Eastern thing is perplexing. We do know that the president has faith that if we give all of this money to properly vetted individuals who are in the anti-Assad insurgency, that things will be fine. But we have found in the past that sometimes these weapons fall into the hands of the bad guys. And how we properly vet anything, I don't know. You know, David, I've made this point again and again. I'm going to make it now. In order for a country to support a president on what he wants, we have to know what's going on. And the truth is, we don't. We don't know if he can properly vet those insurgents as opposed to the bad insurgents. What does he know that we don't know? Now, he can't tell us, I suppose, because he feels that if he tells us, he tips his hand. On the other hand, if he doesn't tell us, how is this country ever going to think that he knows what he's doing, except as a matter of blind faith? That's why, you know, I have my doubts about this policy. It's a civil war. It's a growing civil war. There's going to be chaos. There are going to be bodies all over the place, both in Syria and Iraq. And we see the Ayatollah telling the Shia, get out there and fight. This is going to be hell.
The Supreme Court struck down in a unanimous decision yesterday, Alan, Massachusetts law enacted in 2007 that created 35-foot buffer zones around entrances to abortion clinics.
And, of course, sitting on that court are women who know very well that when you don't create that kind of a buffer zone, and they say there are other ways to do it, I'd like to know what those are. You're going to have a cop there every minute when somebody gets in your face or spits in your face. It seems to me this is a terrible decision. It's very disappointing, and it seems to me that people who really don't want women to exercise their own choices have won a great victory here.
Massachusetts court allows public vote on repealing the casino law.
David, this is what we call buyer's remorse. First, the people of Massachusetts, my state, vote to say, okay, let's have casinos. They do it because their wonderful governor wants it based on the need for revenue. But then all of a sudden, NIMBY kicks in and people say, hey, wait a second now. They want one in my town. We see this happening in New York, too, by the way. So a group of people go and they say, give us a revote. The Attorney General, Martha Coakley, who happens to be running for governor, this doesn't do her any good, says, no, you can't have a revote because people will lose money as a result of the revote, and we can't have that. The proponents of the revote go to court. The court says, nope, you can have the revote. That's a democracy. And so now there's going to be a full-out war on this thing between all of those people who want casinos and those who do not. It's going to be, in my opinion, a lot closer than the last time, but we'll have to see.